Well, amen. Praise the Lord for that special tonight, and praise the Lord for being in church and having all these young people in here. My goodness, children everywhere and young people just looking forward to Vacation Bible School. And so it's been a blessing to have you all this week. And tonight we're all going to just be together and have the same lesson. And we're going to go to the book of Malachi, which is the very last book in the Old Testament. The very last book in the Old Testament. It's the last message of the Old Testament prophecies for us today. The last message of the Old Testament prophecies. And it's Malachi chapter 4. The last two verses of the Old Testament is verse 5 and verse 6 of Malachi chapter 4. And so if you would, go ahead and stand, and we'll read the Word of God together. Stand and get all that blood circulating, so when you sit back down, you'll be able to stay seated throughout the entire message, all right? And all right, Malachi chapter 4, the prophet Malachi, used by God to write this, and the very last two verses of the Old Testament says this: "Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we bow before you tonight, we thank you for Vacation Bible School. We thank you for this midweek service. And God, we thank you for the message that you have preserved for us in this book of Malachi, the last message and possibly the first message for the New Testament church era that we would be able to receive. And so I pray that you would empower the teaching of thy word, and this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Well, the last message of the Old Testament prophecies, now we understand that through prophecy, God has given humanity the things that we have need to understand concerning the future. And right here we find that the prophet Malachi was being used of God to write concerning this New Testament church age. And he reveals to us here, he gives a warning of future judgment. He gives a warning of future judgment when he says, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. The great and dreadful day of the Lord. That's talking about the judgment that will take place, first of all, the tribulation judgment. When the church is raptured out, we find that this earth is going to be a tribulation period. There's going to be 7 years of judgment upon the earth. And after this, in the millennial reign, then there's going to be, and this takes us in as well, and the great white throne judgment. And that great white throne judgment will be the final judgment of God on humanity. And all of those that fail to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior will be judged at that day and be cast into an eternal lake of fire, a place called, the Bible calls, a place of hell, a place of damnation. And those that put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, then they will be in heaven, and praise the Lord for that, because we're going to live in heaven in mansions and all the glory of heaven for an eternity. And that's where everyone ought to want to live in eternity. Amen. If you understand the Bible, if you understand what God says about the future, the one place you don't want to go is a place of judgment called hell. But the place everyone ought to want to go is a place the Bible calls heaven. And that's to ever be with the Lord and to have all of the different, to have a glorified body, have anything and everything that you could ever dream of. What a blessing that's going to be. Amen. I often tell people, you cannot have too high of expectations of heaven. If you think heaven is going to just be chocolate cake and ice cream every day, you can have it every day. Amen? If that's what you think heaven is going to be like, if you think heaven is eating whatever you want with no calories in it, then praise God, you can look forward to that. Because heaven, you can't have too high of expectations of a place called heaven. But you want to make sure that you go to a place called heaven. And the only way that you can go to a place that God reveals as heaven is by receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And so the last message of the Old Testament, now the New Testament is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. And so we find here, but the last message is God revealing there's going to come a judgment. Okay, judgment is already been decided by God. We know exactly what kind of judgment's going to take place. But he says this, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of that judgment." He's going to send us Elijah. Now, what's Elijah going to do? What's Elijah going to do as far as the message of Elijah for this New Testament church age? Because in between the Old Testament prophecies and the last judgment, the great white throne judgment, is the New Testament church age, the age that we're living in today. And that's the message that he reveals, he talks about when he talks about sending Elijah. There's going to be the message of Elijah before the judgment. And what this message will do, look what he says it'll do. In verse 6 it says, "And he shall," this is what's going to happen with this message, "and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children." Wow. I think every child wants to have the heart of their father. Every child wants to be loved by their dad. Every child wants to be brought up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord by their parents. Amen. They should. You ought to have a desire for that. And the Bible says that's what's going to happen. "He shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children," that means your heart's going to be to honor your parents. Your heart's going to be obedient to whatever they tell you. Your heart's going to be to please your mom and dad. Praise the Lord for that. The message that's going to come in this New Testament church age, if received, is going to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and it's going to turn the heart of the children to the fathers. "Lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." The Bible said if you want God's blessings, then the father's heart's got to be toward their children, and children's heart's got to be toward their fathers. When you don't have that, you have a judgment and even a curse of God. Wow. So that's what the Bible tells us. So the promise to send Elijah, his coming would represent a message that would reunite families. And can I tell you that we need to have strong families today? We need to have fathers that have a heart for their children. And we need to have children that have a heart for their parents. And when you have that, you have strong families. And when you have strong families, you can have strong churches. And when you have strong churches, you have a very strong society. But if you have dysfunctional families, you're going to have dysfunctional churches, and you're going to have a dysfunctional society. And we're pretty close to that right now. Amen. But the message, he says, what is this message that can reunite families? Can I tell you that apostasy destroys families? Now, that word apostasy just simply means a departure from biblical principles, a departure from what the Bible says is God's will for humanity. And as we get to the end days in this New Testament church era, as we come to the end of this, it's going to continue to get worse and worse until the rapture of the church and the judgment comes. We're going to find that this is what's happening. There's going to be a destruction of the family. The fathers are not going to be looking to their children. The children is not going to be looking to the fathers. And neither the fathers or the family, the parents or the children, are looking to God. And if they're not looking to God, then they will not look to what God's plan is for the home, and the father's looking to their children and the children's heart directed to their fathers. And you'll find what will happen is what Timothy or Paul writes to Timothy in 2 Timothy in chapter 3, because this is what's going to happen, and it is what's happening today for the most part in society, especially if you look at societies around the world. But in 2 Timothy in chapter 3, the Bible says this, "This I know also, that in the last days," that is that when there's apostasy, there's a departure from the ways and the word of God, "that in the last days perilous times shall come." And this is why. "For men shall be lovers of their own selves." Their heart's not toward their children, their heart's directed to themselves. "Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, That means the children's hearts not to the parents. So you have the father's hearts not going to the children, and the children's hearts not going to the fathers. There's going to be the disobedience of parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affections. That means not going to have the biblical home established as one man with one woman. Amen? And so there's going to be, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. So that's what's happening. That's where humanity will go without the message of Elijah. So it's important that we understand what this message of Elijah is. What did the prophet Malachi, what was he prophesying concerning the message of Elijah coming to earth to have an influence on society, to have an influence on families? What is the message? Well, I'm glad you asked, because I'm going to tell you what the message is, all right? That's what the message is tonight, is telling you about the message of Elijah, about what the prophecy said about the coming of Elijah. Elijah himself would not be coming in the beginning of the New Testament church age. I believe Elijah will come during the tribulation period of one of the witnesses, but he's not coming. But that spirit of Elijah is coming and has come. So I want to take you to what the Bible says in Luke in chapter 1. Luke in chapter 1. Luke in chapter 1, it tells us what Malachi's prophecy was revealing to us. The angel of the Lord came and spoke to a man called Zacharias, about a child that he would have. And the child of Zacharias would be named John the Baptist. And the Bible tells us about what purpose God had in John the Baptist's life and the message that John the Baptist would preach. And so in Luke in chapter 1 and verse 13, it says this, "And the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayers is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness in the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God." He's going to have an impact on turning people to God. And then in verse 7, it spells it out for us. "And he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elias," or Elijah. So John is going to come, and he's going to represent the prophecies of Elijah coming, because he's going to come in the spirit and in the power of Elias to turn the, look right here, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. Isn't that what Malachi said? So we know it to be true that he is talking about John the Baptist coming in the spirit and in the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. So Elijah coming would be, actually, it would not be Elijah coming physically, but it would be another Elijah in John the Baptist. John the Baptist would be a New Testament Elijah who would be filled with the Spirit and the power of God as Elijah was. So that's what the Bible's talking. If you look down to verse 76 and verse 77 of the book of Luke in chapter 1, it tells us what his message would be. So it's Elijah coming with this message. Elijah would be John the Baptist, and his message would be revealed in verse 76 when it says, "And thou child shall be called the prophet of the highest." John the Baptist would be called the prophet of the highest, "for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way." He's going to introduce to the world Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. And this is why: to give knowledge of salvation. Did you get that? So we find here that Malachi's prophecy of what was going to come before the eternal judgment of God, before the rapture, before the great white throne judgment, during this in-between time would come the spirit of Elijah, John the Baptist, to introduce Jesus Christ, who introduced himself as the only begotten Son of God, who revealed to the world that he was the only way of salvation. He was the truth and the way and the life. He was everything that a person needs in order to have salvation, to have a relationship with God. So John came to put his finger and to help people see God's plan of salvation, and by introducing Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son of God. Yeah. And this salvation, giving them the knowledge of salvation, what the families of the world need more than anything else today is salvation. Amen. Because if you truly get saved, as a father, it's going to turn your heart to your children, your first ministry in serving God. And if you truly get saved, children, it'll turn your hearts to your father, because that's the authority, the first line of authority that God has placed over children, is your parents. Yeah. The New Testament church is what Jesus established when he was here some 2,000 years ago, as the vehicle that he would use to reach the world. All this before the great day of the Lord. All this would take place before the tribulation. All this would take place before the great white throne judgment, so that the people of the world would have an opportunity to be saved, because they would have the knowledge of salvation. Without salvation, we will not have strong families. Without strong families, we will not have strong churches. Without strong churches, we will not have a godly society. Yeah. So as a church, what you're sitting in right here is the building that houses the Lighthouse Baptist Church. Amen. If you're a member of this church, amen, then you are part of the vehicle that God has established to bring the message of salvation to the world. So that they can be prepared for the judgments that are to come. As a church, we want all people to have the opportunity to be saved. Because we know that Jesus Christ gave his church the Great Commission. And the Great Commission is to go into all the world and make salvation available to all people. Give all people the knowledge of what you have to do to be saved. Sometimes we reach the parents, who then bring their children to salvation. How many of you are here today that said that my mom and dad, my mom or my father, led me to Christ? Yeah, all around. Sometimes when you reach the family, when you reach the parents, then the parents will then have the knowledge of salvation, and now the parents will understand how important it is to raise the children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, so the children can understand the knowledge of salvation. And when the children get to that age of accountability, then they will readily cry out to Jesus Christ and ask him to be their personal Lord and Savior, because that will be the prayers of the godly parents who understand the importance of salvation in the lives of their children. But other times, we reach the children who God uses to bring their parents to salvation. Can I tell you, there's a lot of parents that would raise their hand and say, praise God that my child brought home to me God's plan of salvation. I seen a difference in my child's life. I heard my children quoting scripture. I heard my children singing songs that talked about salvation and that talked about the love of God and talked about Jesus Christ. And because of the testimony of my children who got saved and brought it home, then because of their testimony in the house, then the parent gets saved. Praise the Lord for a church that has a desire to reach children. If parents are lost, how can they understand the importance of raising their children to know God? They can't and they won't. That's why Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 19. Follow with me. Almost finished. The book of Matthew chapter 19, verse 13 and 14. Jesus understood that. Jesus understood that the church would reach the adults, and the adults would then understand salvation because they would have the knowledge of salvation and they would raise their children to be saved. But he also realized that a lost parent will not understand the importance of their children being in church. A lost parent will not understand the importance of their children understanding the knowledge of salvation. And so he says this in Matthew chapter 19, verse 13. Then were brought unto him little children, that he should put his hand on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. Jesus doesn't want to be bothered with little children. But Jesus said, suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. He understood how powerful the testimony of a child can be to a parent that's lost. Children, if you get saved, then you have something that your parents, if they're not saved, you have something that they need. And you take to them the plan of salvation. You take home to them the knowledge of salvation. And many times the parents will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ because of the children who came to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And as a church, we rejoice in that. Because a saved child will have a heart to reach their parents. And a saved parent will have a heart to reach their children. And the prophecy is revealed. He'll turn the hearts of the fathers with the knowledge of salvation to their children. And he'll turn the hearts of the children with the knowledge of salvation to their parents, to give all people an opportunity to be saved before the final judgments. Wow. Church, whether they're adults or they're children, never underestimate what God can do through salvation. One salvation can make a difference in a family, can make a difference in a neighborhood, can make a difference in a school, can make a difference in a city, can make a difference in a state, can make a difference in the world that we live in. We need to see them all. Receive the message that the Bible says was the coming of Elijah, which was John the Baptist, who pointed us to Christ, who pointed us to the New Testament church, so that we would continue to present to the world the knowledge of salvation. Do you have it? If you understand it, have you received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Whether you're a child or whether you're an adult, there's nothing that you need any more than salvation. If I could have every head bowed and every eye closed. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Are you saved? God wants you to be saved. He did everything possible. He has preserved to us the Old Testament history of Israel, God's children, for us to learn from. He directed the prophets of the Old Testament to preach prophecy concerning the coming of Christ and salvation and judgment. He gave us John the Baptist, who pointed everyone to Jesus Christ. And ultimately, God gave His only begotten Son to die on Calvary's cross to present for you an opportunity to be saved. If you're not saved, get saved today. If not in this service, go home and talk to your parents. Go to your vacation Bible school teacher after a service and talk to them. But make sure that you receive the knowledge of salvation and do with it what God would have you to do. And that's accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Father, we bow before You now. We love You. Thank You, Lord God, for the truth of Your Word and the message that we find in Scripture. And I pray that each one here would receive that message. And if they're not saved, they'd get saved even tonight. In Jesus' name.